Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I was at a light and I see like 7 cop cars and I see a Prime truck. I'm like, dude, there's no way. Is this guy getting busted for something? And I hit the U-turn. That's when you know it's good news.
Yeah.
When you got to hit the U-turn.
Yeah.
And I look over and the man's doing like the walk straight with his like, you know, one foot in front of another.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what? There couldn't be a worse car or the best car to get drunk in. One, everyone's moving for you. Two, you'll take out a Mini Cooper like that.
Listen, he's a modern day Santa Claus.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Let him do his fucking job.
Can you guys guess the Oxford word of the year?
6-7. Are we in?
Yeah, we're in.
That's the word of the year, right?
No, it's not. Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
Is it brain rot?
It's close to that, but no.
66. So what just happened there? I said a joke and everybody was silent. I said 66 and it's close. You have a migraine. You've been traveling 48 days in a row. You leave again tomorrow. You're also leaving again tonight.
You want to know the word?
Alex has been cramming edits over in the corner all break. Am I the only one who's on right now? What's the Oxford, Mississippi rage bait?
I literally right now.
I literally just had rage bait right now. Yeah. Is that it? That's the word?
Rage bait.
But that's two words.
That is two words. You're correct.
Well, that's considered rage bait. The word rage bait is rage bait in its own.
So what makes it the number one word?
Rage bait.
So what makes it the number one word?
The usage. How many people are using it?
Is it, dude, how many people or the uptick? You know what I mean?
I think the uptick. Why do moths eat shirts? Like, that's to
wear,
idiot.
Yeah, leave my shit away.
That's to wear.
Like, put it on.
But like, are they, so okay, if a moth only eats a t-shirt, is his shit clean?
It's just wool, I think.
Yeah, wipes on his way out.
Oh, fuck.
Are
You're
we
right.
fucking up?
Are we fucking up by not eating toilet paper?
Yo.
Bruh.
Do you eat paper at all?
I'm gonna stop the pod right there.
No, but like, you ever get like a lollipop and then you start eating the paper?
No, I generally take the paper off.
No, not the wrapper. I'm not insane.
That's what I thought you meant.
Like the stick.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you get
sometimes
in there.
You get a couple nibbles in there.
Yeah, sometimes you get in there. You it's pretty good.
It. Yeah, well, because
it's flavored paper.
It's marinated.
Yeah. It's Mark paper. Marinated.
What?
Mark marinated.
Yes. He's a comedian.
He is.
Nice guy.
He is so nice.
Very friendly.
Bro,
you know, he's not friendly. I went to fucking Best Buy. And listen, I don't want to be this guy who's like, oh, it's time to record a podcast. What can I complain about today? Dude, I think I'm done leaving the house.
Thank God.
I think I'm done.
You're on board with me.
We're moving this podcast back into my kitchen like it used to be back in the pandemic.
Yo, that's where we cooked.
True.
Rage bait. Go ahead.
I think I'm done going. So, okay, real quick, two things. I finally filmed this video. I'm so excited about. I've been thinking about it. I wrote it down years ago. It's selling Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, and I'm really excited. Saturday night, we bought like 50 chicken sandwiches out of Chick-fil-A. Kept them cold, preheated them, or heat them up in the morning, then gave them out in Chick-fil-A on a Sunday when there's nobody there. Very fun idea.
How much did people buy them for?
I just ended up giving them a lot away, but I'd make people like offer me peace offerings. You know, people give me shit. It was a trade. It was like Burning Man.
Oh.
Because people would actually give me money, and then I was like, dude, these are like, it's still Chick-fil-A and it's still warm, but it's like not as crispy. And I was like, I felt bad charging, so I just ended up giving them away.
Yeah, but I wonder what the price, I'm going to say uptick twice in two episodes, or one episode.
Holy
but
shit.
What do you think the price increase should be?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, dude, this is a hot commodity. It's a Sunday. And if somebody took a bite, I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. Like 7 out of 10. I'm like, yeah, but it's a Sunday. Your taste buds should be jumping for joy. They've never had this before.
A 7 out of 10 Chick-fil-A sandwich on a Sunday is a 10 out of 10 Chick-fil-A because it doesn't exist.
That's like giving an Amish person a scroll. Like, hit a reel. Come on now.
Oh fuck.
But I'm saying like, and then they're like, yo, true. And the amount of people that turned in looking for Chick-fil-A, and then they see me, and like, what the fuck's going on?
Were you dressed in a Chick-fil-A outfit?
Yeah. Oh, and then Allie was dressed up as an inflatable cow. It'll either do 10 million views the first day, or it'll do fine.
Were people so excited?
Pretty excited. A lot of people just pulled over just saying, what's up? And then I was like, oh, you want a chicken sandwich on the way? Dude, I didn't get like any Karen moments. I really thought it was going to be a lot of people being like, you know, this is fucking illegal. But I think all those Karen-type-esque people... I don't know.
But you're in LA. It's not a very like religious place.
True, but you think LA people would be like, why are you filming? What are the cameras? What's going on?
Oh, right.
You thought some of that, but it's actually
pretty
wholesome.
If you did that bitch in like Alabama, yeah. they would throw guns at you.
It was more fun for me to just give it away, but like I wanted to charge everybody just to see like, oh, it's donation based, just to see if I could like just to see what people would be like, oh dude, fuck it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, here's $100. And like one guy pulled out a 20 and I was like, dude, who gives a shit? Like I think it's funny. It ended up turning into a Mr. Beast philanthropy video. All this to say.
Yeah.
The night before buying the 50 chicken sandwiches was probably my favorite part. It was just so funny just seeing the drive-thru guys' reaction. But we needed a bunch of like GoPro mounts for inside the car.
Yeah.
And I ordered them on Amazon. They weren't gonna be here in time. So I was like, oh fuck, I gotta go to Best Buy on Mother Effing Black Friday. That night though. I go there at night. So before I say any of this, it was Black Friday. They're probably stressed out. But yeah. Also, who gives a fuck? It's the nighttime shift on Black Friday. What are you doing here?
Whoa, the people that are working there?
Yes.
They're probably getting time and a half though, too. Maybe. I don't know.
It wasn't even that busy when we went there. Like in the morning.
Oh,
was it?
No. Oh, no, like I don't understand your point. It was night, so it was a little slower. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a normal day. Like, yeah. If you look around, no reason would you think it'd be Black Friday. Trying to buy a GoPro mount, walking around, right? I see a lady in the same aisle where all the GoPro shit is.
Okay.
Right? Dressed head to toe, Best Buy employee. And I go, like, literally, Best Buy employee. And I go, hey, so do you guys have this mount online? She goes, I work for Best Buy, but I don't like work the floor. Like you need to look for somebody with a name tag.
Then get off the floor. Then get the fuck off the floor. Go back to your fucking clock tower, you stupid Best Buy bitch. Why the fuck are you on the floor? I know you don't work on the floor. Cool. Well, guess where you are now? You're on the fucking floor. That's like a Chick-fil-A employee behind the goddamn in front of the computer and you taking it. Like, well, I actually own this bitch. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, then go fucking home.
I think she was like stocking the shelves or something, but I'm like, then don't dress like an employee.
Don't.
Head to toe an employee. She goes, look for somebody with a name tag. Now I'm on a scavenger hunt. I go, all right. I'm looking around. I see a guy walk by and I go, hey, man, can I help you? He goes, what are you looking for? I go, some GoPro. And he goes, ah, it's actually not in my department. And then he goes, well, you got to find somebody for this department. And then he walks away. And I go, well, you're walking through the department. So somebody here.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't know this was a fucking escape room. Fucking tell me where the goddamn GoPro is.
You don't work here. You don't work in this department, but everybody has a Best Buy t-shirt on. So I see this guy and he comes up to me. He goes, hey, man, what's up, dude? How you doing? I'll be with you just a second right now. That's the full sentence he said. I'll be with you in just a second right now. And he goes, yo, I just got to. He starts saying some codes to me. He goes, I got to help this lady with some C-47s and then I'll be right back with you. But I don't see this guy for like 5 minutes. He comes back and I go, it says here you have this online. I should just done pickup or whatever the fuck. I go, do you have this online? He goes, oh man, I think the website's off, man. We actually don't have that here. And in the meantime, I'm over here just like, I'm not saying stuff out loud when there's other people, but I'm like, does nobody fucking work here? Like to myself, I go, how the fuck, like, can I just talk to someone who works here? And then the stalking lady goes like, oh, it's fucking all these people. Goddamn, just coming in here. I'm trying to do my job. She's like venting about customers to another employee. But that employee can't help me either. There's some nice Korean lady next to me and she's looking for cameras. And I look at her and I go, are we going to get any help around here?
Wow.
Dude, 3 employees. Nobody could do it just for them to tell me they don't have it online.
Mm-mm. I think the companies do it on purpose to make you mad. So you just do everything online. They're setting everyone up for failure inside the store, the employees as well.
That's not Best Buy, dude. It's fucking government. The government wants everybody
I'm on board.
Inside.
But I want to be inside, too. I'm siding with the government. 3 Best Buy employees, and I didn't even get the thing I was looking for. When online it said it had it, I get there. Oh man, we don't. First person, hey, I work here, but I don't work here. Second, it's not my department. Motherfucker. Beep, beep, beep. Call on the walkie-talkie, get somebody over. But like, maybe it's Black Friday and just they were busy that morning. But three people can't tell me there's a GoPro mount that they don't have. And the last guy goes, you look familiar, man. Did I serve you at another Best Buy? I'm going to fucking Fry's Electronics. Fuck this place.
Dude.
You saw me on the internet and I can't even film any fucking videos because you don't have the GoPro mount.
You know what,
you know what the worst part is?
Go ahead.
I got home, all my Amazon packages were there. Amazon was like, it's not going to be until Sunday. I need it a Saturday. But they were there.
That's why Amazon's taking over the fucking world.
I love Amazon.
I would have yelled in fucking Best Buy. You know what you're going to have? Fuck you. You're going to turn to Radio Shack and just fucking leave.
They are. They're going to. Did you guys see on my story? There was a drunk Prime driver.
No. I saw that.
Dude.
I thought it was a fucking sketch.
Real. Literally in...
It was on Instagram Reels.
Michael Blaustein, ladies and gentlemen.
Goddamn. Michael Blaustein, going to be yelling about feet, where I will tell you, ladies and gents, Stamford, Connecticut, we sold out four. We added another one. Go get tickets. Go get them before you can't. All right? And then we're starting 2026 off, dude. Burlington, Vermont, January 15th. January 16th, I'll be in Portland, Maine. January 17th, I'll be in Hartford, Connecticut. January 18th, I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York. January 22nd to the 23rd, we just added another show in Baltimore. Go get it.
All right.
January 24th, which is freaking sold out. I love you. February 19th, Lexington, Kentucky. And I will just yell some stuff off. You hear your city, go get tickets. Cincinnati, Charlestown, West Virginia, Rochester, New York, Las Vegas, Cleveland, Ohio, Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Calgary. We're going to add another show. Charlotte. Tickets, blockcomedy.com, blockcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Guys, my rescheduled Dayton, Ohio ticket sales, my hometown of Dayton, Ohio. I will be there Friday through Sunday. Low tickets, but grab the last few remaining. I will be at the Dayton, Ohio Funny Bone this weekend. And then 2026, we are coming in hot to go.
Hot.
Jack's favorite song. Nashville, we are kicking off the year with a freaking banger. January 8th at the iconic Ryman Auditorium. That's one you do not want to miss. Honestly, you don't want to miss any of them. And I'll miss the rest of them. And I'll list the rest of them. I just had a stroke. January 9th, Louisville. January 10th, Cleveland. January 16th, Los Angeles. Holy shit. The world turn. Then we're doing January 17th, Ventura, my literal actual hometown. January 18th, San Luis Obispo. January 18th and 19th, San Luis Obispo. Just added that second show. January 21st, Bakersfield. Fresno, January 22nd, Oakland, California. January 23rd, Sacramento, the 24th. And I'm performing at Channel 24. Add a new show soon there. Reno, Nevada, the Grand Sierra Resort. I went to my fraternity formula and made love with a woman on a countertop in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
I hope I stay in that same room. That's January 23rd. 25th in Reno. Then I'm just going to read off a bunch of cities. If you hear the city, please go to TrevorWallace.com. Austin, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Chesterfield, which is St. Louis, Missouri, go Rams, Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs. My special taping! special taping. Why the fuck didn't I start the ad reads with this? March 13th, we are shooting my special in Phoenix, Arizona at the Orpheum. I did that venue before. It is so effing sick. I will be back March 13th. Tickets go on sale today. The pre-sale, use pre-sale code SPECIAL. The rest, who gives a fuck? I'm doing a special. Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, and Boston. Trevor, Halifax. I just announced that. Halifax, Canada. The Great Outdoors Comedy Festival, August 8th. TrevorWallace.com. I also got a new website. Go check it out. TrevorWallace.com. Michael, do you like Cash App?
Buddy, I can't even express to you how much I love Cash App. I use Cash App every single time I sell merch on the freaking road, dude. It is the only app I use to do that transaction, and it's just easy, it's sleek, and everybody has it. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. That's right, dude. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms, dude. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrowing limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop.
So, turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new. to learn more about this and great other features launching now. For a limited time, Cash App customers can earn $10 if they just use Cash App 10 as their code. In your profile, you can sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days of signing up. All you have to do is send $5 to a friend within 14 days of signing up, and you'll get freaking $10, dude. You're literally making money by giving money. And for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's banking partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sudden Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Incorporated brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Goddamn. Yeah, I was at a light and I see like 7 cop cars and I see a prime truck. I'm like, dude, there's no way. Is this guy getting busted for something? And I hit the U-turn. That's when you know it's good news.
Yeah.
When you got to hit the U-turn.
Yeah.
And I look over and the man's doing like the walk straight with his like, you know, one foot in front of another.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what? There couldn't be a worse car or the best car to get drunk in. One, everyone's moving for you. Two, you'll take out a Mini Cooper like that.
But here's where I'm at. Let him drive.
You think?
Dude.
But think about the packages.
Listen, he's a modern day Santa Claus.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Let him do his fucking job.
Let him slay.
Yeah. Okay. But like, all right. He's got a few fucking drinks. He works for Amazon. Dude,
he couldn't walk straight.
He don't need to walk. He just needs to drive.
And you only need 1 foot for the pedal.
Dude, actually a good fucking point. I can't walk, but guess what? I'm not walking. I'm fucking driving. So why don't you follow me to see if I'm driving good? I'm kind of cooking with this point a little bit. I don't need to drive. I don't need to walk.
Have you ever seen that clip from Tim Dillon where he's talking about if you drink and drive enough, you will statistically get better at it?
Yeah.
It's really funny. But yeah, I mean, dude, I filmed for like 40 seconds. The guy literally couldn't stand. There was 7 cop cars there. Like, this isn't like a casual, like, hey, did you have a drink on your lunch break? The guy was inebriated. I don't even know how to spell that.
I have no idea but like, even how to begin.
Honestly, it'd be fun to follow him. Inebriated. Q? I don't know. It'd be funny to follow him and, like, try and, like, deliver packages and just, like, fact check him. He's like, package, Trevor Wallace. Is Tyler Williams? He's, like, close enough.
Dude, he's definitely not delivering. Yeah, you're going to open it up. You're like, I already have an air fryer. What the fuck is this?
But it is kind of funny. Like, it's a big-ass car, and the doors
are
off.
Some people will say van.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people would say that.
In front of a school bus? This is a big-ass car.
Hey. Oh, this yellow car with all the kids in it. It's crazy.
This is a big-ass Mazda.
Yo, what is that? How come there's no better brands for a school bus? There's one company for a school bus. That's
what's that Eagle thing? The bird one.
Mercedes didn't want to drop a school bus?
Dodge?
There's somebody out here getting absolutely beretted out, living in the Hamptons of New York off school bus cash. And they pay for it in coins.
Why coins? I'm sorry. Because you have to pay for the buses in coins?
I don't know. Did anybody in here take the bus to school?
No.
Yes.
I got driven.
Oh, shit. All right.
But my mom.
Yeah. You took the bus, Jack?
Yeah.
And how many rows were in this bus?
About 7.
Okay. Do you ever like you ever find out somebody like, you just realize like, oh, your family is loaded. Like you're like talking about something like, yeah, I used to walk to school or I took the bus to school. And somebody's like, yeah, well, our nanny, well, we had a driver who would drive me and my sister to school. You're like, you had a driver that wasn't your parents or an older sibling?
Yeah, dude, if you have a driver as kid, what's even going on?
You got an Uber driver in the family?
But yeah, my high school was, there was a lot of rich people in my high school, but in the other high schools, crazy rich. Like motherfuckers own cheese or like, you know, like they're like, oh, my dad, he owns spoons. Like that type of wealthy.
Yeah, yeah.
motherfucker
had grass. Nannies
and drivers.
Yeah. That was like, there was a private school about 20 minutes from me up the mountain
road
called Oaks Christian. That was like the big one. They were like always really good at football. That's where Wayne Gretzky's son went, Will Smith's kids went. And we had one friend who went there, and she said every car in the parking lot, like if you had a Mercedes, you were considered like lower class.
God,
which is crazy. If you had a Mercedes in my high school, you were the drug dealer, or dude, even the principal had like a Corolla.
There was one dude in my school that had a fucking BMW convertible, like 15 and a half.
He's dead now for sure.
Oh, he's dead. But you know what's so weird is like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't, I don't know how to say this without being mean. He wasn't really a cool kid. And even having a BMW convertible, no one cared.
Really?
He didn't get any more pussy because he wasn't like he.
Really?
He was like a nerd, but also like an asshole. It was very an odd combo of a person. He like played the flute, but like was a dick. Like, you can't do that.
That's hilarious.
You can't play the flute and be mean to people.
Those like cancel out. Yeah, you play a flute and drive a BMW. It's like, one's really attractive and one's like, okay.
Yeah, he like went in a trunk to get a fucking clarinet. Like, you can't do that.
I don't know if this is relatable for this podcast. Do you know the rapper Comethazine?
No.
He's like a hard-ass drill rapper. He like disappeared and just rebranded as like this, like his trumpet player. Like flute player, this is dropped like yesterday, but his music used to be like, I will shoot you, I will kill you, bang, bang, bang. And now he rebranded as a guy who like plays the trumpet, and he's like phenomenal at it.
He is?
Yeah.
What a great story.
It's awesome.
I love that.
But like his music before was like scary.
Right.
But now he's like,
and he's like for real good.
Yeah.
Wow. Any words or just all flute?
I think I'll trumpet.
Oh, trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet's pretty fucking cool.
But that's like crazy. Like the fans that watched him before are going to go to a show, like geeked up off a whip it, and they're like, oh, this is kind of good.
Right.
Can we play a difference of the two?
Yeah.
You know, Lil Wayne, like people are complaining because his concerts are like hard rock now.
They're like rock now. Yeah. I see a lot of people posting about that.
Isn't it nice that your line of work will never be something, like you can't, you're a comedian, so it'll always be jokes.
Yeah, but
be something else.
But you can have different jokes. There's a lot of comedians who, over the years, it's like there are a fucking Facebook reel will pop up, and it's like all of a sudden this person who used to do like cutesy, funny family jokes is like fucking Larry, goddamn, fuck Trump, Joe Biden.
So that's the equivalent of becoming a trumpet player. So here's
oh yeah, let me hear this.
Was.
The 38, I'm leaving with a body. If he try me doing sloppy, shooting not the big body.
I think he has a song that says, I walk around like that. You probably know the rest. It's a very good song.
But now this is him now?
Yeah.
Oh, please. I'm actually very excited.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Right?
Keep playing this. I love this.
This shit's good. I feel like a snake coming out of a lamp.
Oh my God.
But like,
That's like being in church and then your fucking pastor comes out and you're like, I saw her on OnlyFans last year.
Yeah, that is kind of the stark difference of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that song, like I listened to it and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to punch somebody, uppercut somebody in a Walmart. Like I'm upset. And this cut to his new stuff, I feel like I just want to be in a bath of my father's love. Yeah.
It's like a massage. It's nice. Or you're like in a convertible on like a sunset night and you're just driving.
Like a PCH night.
Yeah. That's good.
That is good.
Fuck.
And then some girl goes, you want some head? You go, no. I want to listen to this.
That is head for your eardrums.
Smoke a fucking pipe.
It's head for your eardrums.
Oh, you're right. Dude, I love that type of shit.
That's good. That's but like, good. What are we, and dude, he looks like a dapper young man, a little quarter zip on. You know, quarter zips are in now.
Yeah.
Quarter zips are making a comeback. Quarter zips and matcha are really taking over the charts right now. 2026. Big year for the softies. Who do you think is going to be on your top Spotify Wrapped?
Bill Simmons.
For songs? Is he playing the trumpet too?
I honestly don't listen to fucking, I mean.
Do you listen to music?
Not really.
Huh? What do you do in the gym?
Bill Simmons.
Flights?
Bill Simmons. Or like The Ringer. I listen to a lot of sports podcasts. Or this one.
You can, yeah. You can jack to Bill Simmons?
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's like, I don't, Yeah, I've never really listened to music to get fucking hyped.
Really?
I just listen to, yeah.
Even before like a show?
Not really. Before a show, I'm just listening to my own shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But I will say though, dude, listening to how people like hate Kawhi Leonard, I'm like, yeah, I fucking hate him too. And then I lift stronger. But I don't really like, I mean, sometimes when I'm feeling good, actually I listen to music on the way down here, down to the studio.
So and what were you listening to?
Just windows down.
Hey!
Little Teddy Swims to get my old.
All right!
To move my cock back and forth a bit.
Yes, sir!
I mean, any type of soulful shit with that kind of like voice.
Something's got a hold of me and yeah, dude, I don't know I said.
It makes me so wet.
What is it? You know what's so funny? It's really cocky to listen to music loudly with your windows down. You're like, my music is so good, you guys want to hear this.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'll like crack it for a little bit. The funniest is when like back in the dating days, let me put my leg up for the back of my horror stories. Horror stories.
Horror stories.
Horror stories.
Dude,
but like the amount of times you
horror stories. Hold on. Is this what that's what Goosebumps was about?
Penises and penicillin.
That's a great title.
Horror stories.
Horror stories.
Do you remember when you'd like restart a song when you pull up to her place?
Yeah, hurry the fuck up, bitch.
Oh my God.
I mean, literally.
Dude, I would get embarrassed because there'd be times where I'd be like, oh, I think last time I picked her up on a date, I was listening to the same song. Like,
yeah.
Does she think that I listen to the same music?
And then you're just like playing a song. You're like, oh no, is this song played? Like, what should I? And then you're like,
what's next?
Then you're like, oh, this dude, Bryson Tiller. And then you're like, oh, hold on. I mean, I'm not, she's going to think I'm trying to corner. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, do I make a playlist? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Date drives?
Yeah. And the playlist is called, like, I'm trying to beat. Like, I can't play this.
Spaghetti and a slurp down?
Yeah. It's just, spaghetti, I play this for all title? My dates.
Right.
You can't title it that.
Do girls do that? No. Girls listen kind of whatever the fuck they want. You get in the car and they're like, you don't know Gravy Abrams?
Yeah, the whole thing of, you don't know? No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I hate that. You never seen this movie? I can't believe you never seen this movie. You've never seen it? No, I've told you. I've never seen this.
Dude, I don't know what this says about my music taste, but I've never seen anybody Shazam in my car.
What do you mean?
I've never been listening to anything in my car where somebody's like, yo, what is this?
Oh, like I've a done human that. Shazam?
Yeah,
not an actual Shazam. What? Like someone asking you not.
So it was Seven Rows. I'm saying like, I've never been playing a song in my car and somebody been like, yo, what is this, bro? What? Yo, Shazam this shit.
I've asked you. You played, you introduced me to, fuck, Young Dolph.
Yeah.
I never knew. And
yes, sir.
You played something in there and I was like, yo, who the fuck is
That's
this?
True.
I've done that.
That's
so
true.
Never a woman would have. Maybe a vajayjay never did that, but I've done it too.
Yeah, you introduced me to Sabrina Carpenter.
I did.
Goddamn.
Guys, owning gold used to be complicated. Acre Gold has made it simple.
That's right.
Step one, pick a subscription plan that fits your budget. Make small automatic monthly payments. No huge upfront costs. Once you've built in enough, Acre Gold ships Swiss-made certified 24-karat gold bars straight to your door, discreetly and securely. That's it. No guesswork, just steady accumulation of real wealth.
I know that sounds crazy, but we've tried it and it's legit, okay? They have customers who have been subscribers for over 5 years because accumulating gold doesn't go out of style. Gold has been on a freaking tear, dude. It's price rising over 40% in the last year. Okay? The best time to subscribe is right now. Stop working for money. Make your money work for you. Go to acregold.com to sign up, dude. That is GETACRE gold.com to sign up.
Get Acre Gold to sign up.
Goddamn.
It's just funny coming from Jack. Just like, go, boys!
I can take you on a coaster. It is funny.
In the top three places and ways to listen to music. So, like, my number one is, like, right after I went to a bar, a couple drinks in me.
Back home. Wait.
What are you, an Amazon driver?
Did you just admit the drunk driving?
Well, I'm below 0.8.
What?
0.08.
Do you have a breathalyzer in your car? Philly is so funny.
Dude,
that's crazy. Yeah, officer, I'm sorry.
All my friends had a breathalyzer in college. All of them.
That's a good idea.
You
that
be at
was
a bar,
kind of a good game. Everybody wanted to be, yo, blow into it. Those bitches never worked.
No.
Or somebody would like take a shot and immediately blow into it and be like, you should be in the hospital.
I use my cock for that. Blow into it.
That was always a great Halloween costume. I mean, it's like the most OG one. This is breathalyzer and the poles where the dick is.
You never seen that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's a staple in the Spirit Halloween game.
I've never seen it.
So do you go ahead with your incriminating question. What's your next one? Oh, right after you rip a line of ketamine. Oh, right after you rob a CVS.
What if you kiss your brother? What do you do?
I'll tell you what it is, man. I usually like, if I'm doing chores, I like in ear. But something about like a Saturday, you're like, let the house hear it. Hey,
yo,
Google. Play some of that freaky shit.
When you tell Alexa to speak up,
God. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever done that. Actually, I'm sure.
Oh, I yell at that bitch. I go, hey, fucking go up 25%.
Damn.
You can go up percentage. You know
that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I go, hey, Alexa, down 10%.
Oh, but go up by two.
It does both. But dude, you know when you make the fucking curtains listen to your music, you're in a good goddamn mood.
How does that work?
No, I'm saying you let the curtains listen to it. The duvet is like, hey, shit.
God damn.
Bad Bunny.
But that's my why fuck Best Buy story.
You know what one of my favorite employees,
no help.
Them all die. It's called Worst Buy.
Best Buy.
You missed my fucking joke. I'll say it again. It's called Worst Buy. but you know what I love when I love listening to music is when I have a good set in town and I'm leaving.
Mm.
Dude, I'd be putting my fucking car on sport mode.
Oh.
Sport mode and then music all the way up.
What does the sport mode do?
What does the sport mode do?
Yeah.
It just makes the car faster.
Shrink, engine grow.
I thought like you do paddles or something.
Oh, no, I don't do paddles. Oh. I like modes in my car. I just keep it on comfort because it's crazy to fucking keep it on sport plug. Blah, 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 for what? Fuck am I doing? I'm getting an everything bagel? It's fucking crazy. In 8 a.m. Excuse me, can I have... I mean, what's even going on?
Gigi being held like a little towel with a bottle of wine.
Yeah. But that's when I love playing music.
Yeah, yeah. Something about a sunset, too.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the most Michael Blassie moment ever recently, besides freaking out in a Best Buy. But my car wasn't connected to my phone for music, and it was like a 15 or
I'll drive it off the ravine.
18-minute drive. CarPlay is so trash. I miss the Tesla.
Connect.
Literally connect.
I have one word for you.
It's the same phone every time.
Every
time it has to be
time.
Like, who are you again? What's your name? Wait, what is it? iPhone 35? Okay. All right. Just making sure.
You know what pisses me off? Is I fucking own you. Work.
Like your kids.
Correct.
But like it acts like it's never been connected before.
Right.
You get in the car and it's like, ugh, what CarPlay is this? What phone is this? Do we know each other?
What year is it?
My drive was like 15, 18 minutes, some shit like that. And it just wasn't connecting. And I go, you know what?
Let's
just drive in silence.
No.
And I just go, this is okay. This is fine. I'll have thoughts. Mm-hmm. Maybe an idea will come to me.
Yeah.
Nothing came to me.
Nothing.
Dead silence. I felt like such an NPC. But sometimes you get an Uber and they're not listening to anything. Sir? Hello?
Yeah.
Do you need a headphone?
I like it.
You like silence?
Silence.
In the car?
In the car.
Really?
I do it a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah, just drive and think. It's just think about, like, you know, just, I don't know. Sometimes nothing hits my head, but sometimes I like to give it a second to...
You know you had a bad set when you're driving home in silence.
Bro.
There's nothing. And you don't even realize there's nothing. It's like back in the day when you have, like, a Spanish channel and you had no idea.
Yeah.
Me gusta telenueva.
Dude, every single one of those women... Put clothes on.
The
What's happening?
Ladies? Remember in Ibiza?
Bro.
Do you remember in Ibiza, we woke up in that Airbnb and Jack was watching the weather lady drunk in the corner and he's like, I haven't jerked off in 7 months. Well, we got a high chance of precipitation tonight.
Oh, fuck, dude. Thunderstorms.
No music, huh?
None.
Audiobook?
No, I can't do audiobooks. I can't listen.
What voice do you read in?
Mongolian.
But in your head, like whenever I'm reading, it's like an alpha podcast. It's like, and sometimes you gotta take what you deserve and you know the creativity.
Oh, really?
But it depends on the because when I was reading the Rick Rubin one, still haven't finished it.
I've been reading that book longer than I've been watching fucking Sopranos.
Well, when you finish that, I'll finish this. But I read it in like an enlightened, like almost like him. I'm like, and the creative art is once the art is done, the art is never finished. Like, I read it like that.
Yeah.
But this new one I'm reading, it's like more like, it's not motivational, but it's like helping you run a business kind of thing under that
it's a little motivational. And I read it like, yeah. And when the art and I like read it like that. And it's like exhausting my brain. I'm like, can I just read it? Can I change the voice in my head?
Yeah, you can. But it is funny how you take the tone of the book and read it in that tone. I would love to listen to your head reading like Game of Thrones. When I'm reading a book like that, I start to read the people's
lines
as them.
I don't know the last time I read a book with characters in it. Captain Underpants?
Those are books.
Kidding me? some of the best literature out there. That Lemony Snicket was a banger.
Lemony Snicket.
Series of Unfortunate Events. That's what I say when I come too quick.
I just say it was COVID. fuck, it was COVID. Dr. Seuss.
It's funny to come quick and go, who has my voodoo doll? Who's controlling me?
It is fun to come quick and be like, I'm not sorry.
Get out. It's funny to come quick and look at him and be like, why'd you do that to me?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? What was wrong with you?
That was too good. Get out.
I wonder how many guys have tried to jam it back in.
All of them. Next time I come quick, I'm going to be like, oh, man, my wife's going to be pissed.
This never happens with my wife. Have you ever said the wrong name in bed?
No, I always say Michael.
Oh. And it's always the right Michael?
No, I've never said the wrong name. Have you? Yeah,
no.
Have you ever thought the wrong name?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
What's a trend you want to die in 2026?
Kids.
Fuck. Whoa.
Some like TikTok talk that just needs to fucking die, that's still here. Like you know what pissed me off? Not the lights that are it's over. It's fucking over. Like when they double negative, like when someone like falls down, it's like, oh, not the fall down at the mall. It's over.
No, we're all going to be 93 in a sane asylum, just straight jacking on. Not the, did you even notice 6-7?
Yeah.
Not the cat acting like a cat. I thought when you said TikTok talk, I thought you were talking about when like you're scrolling and it's like, here's the hack to go viral. How come I've never seen any of those people go viral?
Not one of them.
That's why I feel like it's like plants.
If you knew.
I'm like if Adam W., very funny comedian.
So funny.
Great creator. If he was on there like, here's the trick to go viral, I'd listen. But every time I see one of those, it's like, I just talked to a TikTok rep and they said the ideal time to post is 5 times a day, 3 stories, 2 photos, 9 boomerangs. I've never seen you go viral. Who are you?
Also,
why do I listen to you?
I have a question. This has 200 likes.
But sometimes they don't. And why are boomerangs considered millennial and elderly?
Boomerangs?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Oh, they said boomers. Because they were...
boomers in it? Because they're invented?
Because they're invented, yeah.
Yeah. What are some other trends that I'm laughing with covering your mouth? Let it out.
Stop it. You're not an anime character. Sit the fuck down. You fuck. You've watched one Dragon Ball Z series. I don't even know how to fucking to articulate it. It's over.
To articulate it.
Huh? To articulate it.
Oh, I don't even know. I said torticulate. No. That sounds delicious. Tortellini.
Tortellini, underrated.
What's another trend?
You trying to tell me that they matcha can take their spinach and put it in the fucking thing?
Yeah.
Bitch. I'll take a tortellini and make it a fucking, what is that? Little shish that we what is that gel thing? The TT?
TikTok?
Nope. Fufu. I take tortellini and make it my fufu.
Fifi.
So, another one? Another one you want to eliminate?
Yeah, I gotta have one. I gotta have one.
I hate the small creator, helping out a small creator on TikTok.
Oh, that comment?
First. It's always the first
one. I don't mind it. What's a trend? I have a lot of unpopular opinions, but it's just people just doing them. Just
you know what pissed me off? Is when they're.
I'm out of myself. Huh? Stop being so judgmental, Trevor. That's a trend.
is good.
Okay.
Why do I see somebody's story that they like curated? I'm like, shut up. They didn't do anything wrong.
You know what I don't like? You know what I watch all the time, but I don't like, is when people sing in parking garages. Get a house.
Wait, you see this a lot?
Well, I mean, maybe it's my algorithm. I love listening to people sing incredible. That's like now my new porn. When some dude's in the fucking in a parking garage just crushing Adele, I'm like, do it again.
You like it or you don't?
I do.
Oh,
I now I'm back on board. I'm sorry. I said I don't like it, but now I'm like, hey, you know what? I like it.
God damn.
Holy freaking Toledo. It's our boy from Manscaped. The holidays are here, which means it's time to give the gift of smooth. All right? Whether you're shopping for your partner, your brother, or yourself, we don't freaking judge, dude. Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate upgrade because nothing says happy holidays like a perfectly groomed package, right? For trimming to freshen up, is all-in-one grooming keeps you clean, confident, and ready for all the festive activities. So, go ahead, head, unwrap confidence this season with Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and join 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Use code SOCKS for 15% off your entire order.
I don't even want to know what my penis would look like if I didn't have Manscaped.
Disgusting.
George of the Jungle.
Awful.
It's
Dr. Seuss truth.
Dude, I use it so much. Yes. I use it so much. I call a razor. I'm like, oh, can you find the Manscaped? Like, that's just what it is to me.
It is.
I don't know another way. What am I going to use? Like scissors down there? That's dangerous and you could like nick me and cut me. Like these things are incredible. The fact that, okay, this package, nose trimmer, which, yep. Listen, there's nothing grosser. And you when you look in the mirror and you got a hair coming out of your nose, you're like, oh, have I been a senior citizen all day?
Am I Abraham Lincoln right now?
Right now. I love trimming up the nostrils on there. I feel like I can breathe better. Dude, and then I take the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Groin and Body Hair Trimmer. I mean, dude, I put that thing in and around my entire body. And it, dude, I feel like a barber. But I line my shit up.
My anus is so smooth.
Hey.
It's crazy. And I'll be the first one to tell you right now, I shave my chest. Yeah, I do. And my chest is so freaking smooth. As Trev said before, dude, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Groin and Body Hair Trimmer. I mean, it just keeps me smooth. All right, and my girl doesn't like all this freaking hairy crap, and it makes me happy, and I can swim faster. All right, it's the perfect gift, okay?
It also comes with the aftercare, so you can rub that on your balls the crop preserver if you stank a little bit. Plus, it comes with free gifts inside, like boxers. I wonder if I'm wearing the boxers right now. I'm literally wearing the boxers right now.
Yep.
Plus, they also send you like a toiletry bag to use, which is so helpful for anybody that has to travel or you're gone for the night and you want to throw some toiletries in there. Like, it's literally all in one package. I can't recommend this enough. Ladies, if your man is a little too hairy, get this. Fellas, if you're a little too hairy and you want just like the easiest way to like maintain that hair game, go to manscaped.com and get 15% plus free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code SOCKS. I'm going to read that again since it's call to action. Give the gift of smooth this holiday season with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Get 15% off with code SOCKS at manscaped.com. That is 15% off plus free shipping. Holy ship.
Yep.
At manscaped.com with promo code SOCKS. Because nothing says, I care, like a well-grown man.
Goddamn. Can I ask you this? So they can cure AIDS, but they can't cure hangovers? What's even going on? Holy shit. What's even going on?
Maybe. I don't know. You think big alcohol, which is out there, you think big alcohol would want to fix hangovers. Because then they could sell it with Jack Daniels.
But let me ask you this. I've actually never thought about this, but let me ask you this. Do you think because there's a risk of hangover that it actually propels people to drink more because there's a little danger to it?
To some people, yeah.
You know?
I mean, dude, I don't really drink anymore.
No. But there is bragging rights when you're younger. There's bragging rights. Oh, I'm so fucking hungover. Oh, dude, what'd you do last night? Oh, I had fucking 19 fucking peach schnapps. I think I kissed my cousin. Because there was the hangover thing. But
night?
If you... Huh?
Is that your night?
No, it's his Thanksgiving.
No, it's your Thanksgiving.
Ha! Dude, I ran into my cousin that I kissed. Yeah.
And you run in, mouth open? Hey!
Yeah, I did.
How was your Thanksgiving? You saw a lot of family?
Buddy, let's get positive here. It was...
You take a shit so good, you turn your day upside down.
Buddy, I love that.
Dude, I want to travel with an older black man in my life. They're just so positive and like optimistic. They always have like a zinger.
I know.
The best one is like, how's your day? He's like, I'm just a squirrel in your world. I'm like, holy fuck.
I love
I'm just a squirrel
things.
Looking for a nut. I like.
I love it.
Bro, like, I did the positivity.
Yep.
And kind of like the swagger with the walks.
How are you? If I was any better, I'd be you. Bitch.
You ask an old white guy, how's your day? He's like, well, quite frankly, the GWP. Who even is that?
Who is that?
Is he in the UFC?
Take your fucking Brooks Brothers off and jump off a bridge. You're not adding anything.
Yeah. You know, I asked some guy when I was filming a video once, he walked by and I think in character, I asked him something and he said, how's your day going? He goes, well, it's too early to be late, but I'm too late to be early. He says, are you Dr. Seuss?
Your wife doesn't like you. We can't.
Dude, I met the tenderism guy. I've been talking about this guy for so long, but he does the videos with the meat and the barbecue place.
Yeah,
he's
my favorite guy.
I met this guy, dude. I asked him, I was like, dude, how do you have so much like charisma and energy, man? And he had a joke for like everything.
Yeah,
he goes, man, my mom had 17 kids. It took her 16 to find out the real one was finally born. Just something like that or something.
Oh, that's sick.
Or it was like, my mom had 16 mistakes before she had 17, or 16 mistakes before she had me.
Yeah.
And he just had so, like, he was awesome, dude. And I just like, I was so excited to meet him.
Yeah.
He was so funny and people were taking photos with him and I was just so happy for him.
Dude, I think a lot of people have lived a lot of life, man. I think you start realizing that like life is not that serious and you should have a lot of gratitude for the life that you have lived. So like a lot of these older people, yeah, there's a lot of curmudgeons, but I think a lot of like older people are like, man, I got 21 more years. What am I gonna wake up and be like, oh, my fucking
hurt. Some people are that. I'm scared, but some people are that. I'm scared that I will be that.
Me too. I'm that now. you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Some days it just is that. You wake up and you're just mad. You know, I got to go to the fucking Uber. I got to go to the airport. But you're like, oh, I'm doing it to what? To go do shows that I love doing?
I know. I was taking a poop earlier and I'm just
like just now?
Yeah, just now. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, dude, I got to get on a fucking plane in 3 hours. You get on a plane to go do shows? Oh, it sucks, dude. Oh,
man.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Remember you used to get paid in cornbread to do comedy?
Cornbread? I would have loved it.
Cornbread, that was the opening act.
Yeah.
I want like a attitude coach in my life. I need a fucking mentor in my pocket who can just like pop out like a genie and be like, why are you negative? I'll be like, dude, I don't know. I'll be like, well, let's think about the positive. Boom, boom, boom. And then they go away.
I need a life coach.
Yeah.
I just want to be more positive. Hire a life
coach. I feel like I can be, but I can also be so negative.
I know. It sucks.
I think when you're tired, it's just like the tiredness just outweighs the happiness side so
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, it should be so happy. You know why we all should be happy in this room? Because we can walk. Because we can see stuff with our eyes. You know? What the fuck are we even complaining about?
I will
about?
Say, every time I go to the hospital or the doctor, that always, like, in a weird way, you're like, oh, shit, life's more fragile, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that a lot when I'm walking on the street. I'm like, I'm walking. A fucking Mini Cooper can take my legs out. I can't walk anymore.
Dude, if you die by Mini Cooper, it's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, but death by Mini Coop?
I'm lying. If I'm in heaven, I'm lying. Ford F-350.
Oh. If I'm lying, I'm like, gadded. Mm. Look at all these holes. I can strain spaghetti.
SpongeBob.
What's good? Both good jokes.
I agree.
So your Thanksgiving was good, though?
Thanksgiving was chill. The lady met the parents for the first time.
Oh, right.
Which was big. Because she loves her bits. She's great at bits, and she's very funny. And I was wondering, like, is she going to be bit heavy with my parents? Mm. And she was like, all the way up until she was edging me. She's like, I don't know. What do I say? Like, I'm just going to get quiet. What do I do? So normal. So normal.
That's so great.
No bits. It was fun. Introduced her to this dice game me and my family love to play. She got hooked on it. We were playing it.
It's called Dreidel, man.
Dice game?
That's a good joke, but everyone hated me. It was thanks, I introduced man. To a dice game. It's called Dreidel. I'm going to eat a gun in the back.
Where's your life coach? But it was chill. My parents came over to my place. It was just more like a casual dinner. And you know, we did takeout for food.
Oh, right.
Fuck everything. I'm never cooking again.
Boston Market?
Ugh, I don't know where it was. But my parents picked up some turkey on the way, which is great. Then it takes the stress off.
Yeah.
And then the person who's cooking the turkey isn't looking around like, is it good? It's not too dry. You gotta spit on it. It was great. It was easy. It was casual.
Anytime someone goes, is it dry? The answer is yes.
Yeah. Because there's gravy. If somebody goes, hey, where's the gravy? And they're dipping it in there.
You know what pisses me off is when people yell at me for putting salt and pepper on before I try it. This is my food now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I also love barbecue sauce. I'll put A1 on any steak in the world. Anybody who's a steak person is like, oh, that's disrespectful to you. Yeah. To you.
Yeah. I have some actually a little bit more disrespectful. I put ketchup on steak.
Anyone else in the world, I'd be appalled, but that's very you seem like a guy who put mustard on his eggs. You cut your pancakes into waffles, you freak. You do. You cut them up into little squares because you're too afraid to admit the waffles are better than pancakes.
Mustard on eggs.
Ketchup on eggs, I never got behind.
Ketchup on eggs, I've never done it that often, but I can get behind it. Dude, I made fucking deviled eggs. Hey! I made crab deviled eggs for Thanksgiving.
I know your ass was ripping that night.
It wasn't. It was great, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was delicious.
Deviled eggs is just so funny. You just take the insides, blend it up a little bit more, and throw it back in there.
With some mayonnaise. Fuck. Dude, and I put, like, just Chesapeake Bay crab. In a fucking deviled egg. Mustard. Yeah, bitch. I mean, I must have deep throated 9 or 10 of those.
What was the highlight? Was that the highlight of the meal?
Dude, my mom, let me tell you a secret, bro.
Hey.
Her turkey's usually good.
Yeah.
This year, the shit was on point. Yeah.
How many hours was she cooking it?
I mean, she was baking, bro. I mean, she was in there, dude.
It's a mom's Super Bowl. That's like a very important day. They're up at 7 a.m.
Dude, I did not to, well, yeah, not to whatever myself on the back, but my mom always, I got into D.C. on Monday, Monday morning. And I don't know why I got it in my head, but I was like, I want to do something nice for my mom before Thanksgiving. So I asked my mom, I was like, hey, what's your favorite hotel in D.C.? This was like a month ago. And she was like,
you asked your cousin, where's your favorite hotel?
I was like, I know. My grandma's den. Give me that mouth.
Leave it.
You can leave that in.
Michael left it in with her.
I woulda. Couldn't get hard with that time.
So you're like, all right, mom, what's your favorite hotel?
What's your favorite hotel? She told me. And the Willard, it's like this really, really beautiful, nice hotel. It's next to the White House.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And it's on fucking Pennsylvania Avenue. Literally, like, you can see the White House if you, like, come out of the hotel a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And then, so I just got us rooms.
Hey.
And so my mom picked me up from the hotel. And I was like, I'm giving you a surprise. We're staying in D.C. I'm not going to tell you where, but, like, pack or whatever. So she picked me up. And
it's funny, you'd be like, where's your favorite hotel? All right, it's a secret. She's like, I told you.
Well, no, it was like a month and a half ago. Since you
telling your mom to bag and then say, bring the nice underwear.
What the fuck? Where did you get that?
Michael said pack.
But where'd you go, nice underwear? I didn't call it underwear, dude. I called it lingerie. Nice lingerie. I was like, I need to put it around a pillow, mom.
Bring the silk. I got the tails.
But she was so cute. She's like, how nice is it? Like, how nice of a dress? Like, she was just so cute. And so, she was like, where do I go? And I was giving her direction, but I wasn't telling her where. And so we pulled up in front of the Willard. And, like, she was like, where is it? Because there's, like, you can't go any farther because the White House. Dude, she started, like, crying. She's like, what are we doing? I was like, we're staying here. She goes, this is my fit. And she's like, it was, like, such, like, an incredible moment, and we like went in, we took like a bunch of pictures, and she just kept being like, I can't believe. And we went to the front, and we were like checking in, and she was like literally crying. And I was like, I'm sorry, she's always wanted to stay here. And the person checking in was so fucking nice. She was like, oh my God, this is your dream, always stay here. She's like, yeah. My mom was literally crying the whole time. And the woman was like, yeah, okay, so what I'll do for you, since this is a dream of yours, if you stop crying. My mom goes, okay, I'll stop crying. Mm. And then she's like, all right, we'll give you $100 on the room to get whatever you want. If you guys want to get good drinks or whatever thing. It was like such a cool thing. And my brother ended up coming in a day early to stay with us, whatever. It was so, I don't know why I'm telling you the story. It was just like such a beautiful, Thanksgiving time.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it was like, so fucking cool.
I feel like D.C. in this time of year is very nice.
Oh, my God.
The leaves and
Oh,
you know? And then you look at the White House, a bunch of guys be like, "Fuck, goddamn government!"
I know.
See the White House.
I know the lights and that's beautiful. Yeah, man, we ate at our favorite place, Old Ebbets Grill. So nice.
Is that the place you went where the waiter was like, "I'm autistic," and you're like, "Me too."
No. No.
That's peak Mike right there,
dude. I can't believe you said that.
I said that?
No, I can't believe he said that. You can't be mean to me and then use that as an excuse.
Yeah. And you go, literally, you know who you're talking to. Michael Blassnot. I'll riff it right back.
Yeah.
I'm
guess what?
Crowdwork Kring. I think I've hit my maximum of words for the day.
Goddamn.
Guys, eating well during the holidays can feel impossible. That's why I use Factor's chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals to help me stay balanced and energized through the most indulgent time of the year. Listen, guys, it's already stressful enough trying to get presents for everybody.
Oh, my God.
You got to arrange. Like, are we going to your mom's house or your dad's house or my dad's? Like, there's so much planning. You think the holidays are relaxing. They really aren't. The last thing you want to do is be stressed out. Or you don't want to be hungry buying a gift. You're going to buy your girl a chainsaw and be like, use this on me.
Yeah. Watch this elephant I just bought you. She's like, what are you talking about? You're like, what are you talking about? I just got Factor. Now I have to return an elephant. That's why Factor meals are incredible, dude. Unlike meal kits that require prep and cooking, Factor delivers fully prepared, ready-to-eat meals in just 2 minutes.
Hey.
And it has more variety, more meals, all right? Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, okay? Including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. And savor global flavors for the first time. Try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. Think savory Korean beef bowls or Thai-style coconut curry, a refreshing break from traditional holiday fare.
There's a reason 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier lifestyle. Real people, real results, staying on track, even during the most indulgent season.
Yeah, dude.
I love this stuff. There's nothing better than getting home late from a show or from just working all day, and I just hit two on the microwave, and it's done. Boom. It's not because sometimes you're like, well, Trader Joe's sells some frozen shit. But you put it in there for 7 minutes, and the middle's still like Iceland. The outside's bubbling up like Reno, and you're like, what? It's just so simple and great, and I love it because I don't cook a lot of veggies, but this is a great way to get veggies, your carbs, and your protein at any given time.
It is really a fresh, just incredible chef-made meal. 2 minutes. I mean, sometimes I don't even use the packaging. I do it and then put it on a plate, and I feel like I'm Wolfgang Puck. All right? It's incredible. So eat smart at factormeals.com/socks50off and use code socks50off to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code socks50off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. This exclusive holiday offer won't last. Lock in your savings before the new year. Rush, all right? Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchases.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so I don't even... It was a beautiful fucking time, man. It was awesome. She was so excited to stay there. And we ate at my mom's favorite restaurant, too. And it was great, dude. It was great. No, like, funny thing at the end of the story. I just wanted to tell you guys.
I don't want one. I wanted a wholesome Michael family interaction.
Fucking wholesome, dude. And then Wednesday, get in the kitchen, make my shit.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
A day early.
You're right.
I want Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Eve.
Bro, a day early.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
What was your favorite thing to eat?
My mom makes this cranberry sauce, but it's like not even sauce. It's essentially just blended up cranberries with orange, like rind and like sugar in it. And it's just like, it's so fucking good on like anything.
Did you put it on the Did she make it?
She made that, yeah. She made the sides and a bunch of stuff. We just bought the turkey.
What did you do dessert wise?
Brownies.
Fuck.
Little GF brownies and some ice cream.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude, that's like a fat kid's PB&J.
Dude, vanilla ice cream with anything warm.
But vanilla on its own is, what do you think?
Delicious. It's my favorite ice cream.
Really?
It's my favorite ice cream. It's fucking unbelievable.
You seem like a Neapolitan guy.
No.
And I feel like you'd lick it right from the top.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
I want French vanilla. I want that je ne sais quoi
vanilla.
I love it. Just fucking.
What'd you guys do for dessert?
We did pumpkin pie a real estate agent made and left it on our fucking porch. And we thought it was going to be trash. It was one of the best goddamn pumpkin pies I've ever had in my freaking life.
Is he trying to like sell more houses?
I don't know what the hell she's trying to do. I didn't even care. We literally were like, I guess this is going to be fine. Best pie I've ever had.
Oh, I bet. Homemade?
Holy fuck. It tasted like it. Mm. And it was like the crust was extra thick. Oof. The crust is the best part. The
buttery crust.
Oh, my bitch.
Yeah. That's great. God. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I ate that was... Did you do a bunch of like leftovers in the morning for breakfast?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, for breakfast.
So funny.
If you don't have
green
a turkey sandwich for
breakfast. It's funny.
My brother's girlfriend made these mashed potatoes. Herb.
Cooking for the family is that's a big swing too.
Yeah.
Good.
Big swing. Big swing.
Especially mashed potatoes, because that's like a.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a staple in the game. You think you like a cookie or something light?
Correct.
Because he pulls up like, let me make the turkey. I don't even know your name.
Dude. And she made it. And let me tell you something. Herbed out, but really good.
Mm.
Herbed out, really good, though.
What do you mean herbed out? It's just...
a ton of herbs.
Mm.
Like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Casserole?
Like,
What is a casserole?
I don't know.
It's like a baked soup in my head.
You know what's underrated? Soup.
Okay.
Just soup. When was the last time you had a motherfucking... bowl of soup.
But it's got to be windy out. It's got to be, you got to hear leaves scurrying across
the
ground.
I hear you.
Oh, my mom makes a really good squash soup. That was fire.
Fuck.
She makes that every year.
Dude, if you have soup when it's 79 degrees out, you just broke up with your boyfriend. You can't have soup when it's hot.
Is gazpacho just cold soup?
Yeah. I don't even think that's real.
That's a little interesting.
Gazpacho, so it's cold.
Yeah.
Cool, heat it up. I don't want cereal, you bitch. Dude, my fucking niece and nephews were having cereal, buddy. They were having fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ah,
I
enjoy
haven't
it.
Had a fucking bowl.
Did you have one,
bitch?
Ooh,
yeah.
There we go.
I had a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and a goddamn pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm an adult. I'm an American. I pay taxes.
But I think if you did that at your house in Los Angeles, you'd feel like a piece of shit. But something about being home and you're wearing your like PJs,
yes!
Eating pie.
Yes.
Oh, it smells good.
Dude, I regress.
You're sleeping in your childhood room.
I regress into a kid when I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make my
you do
bed.
What into a kid?
Regress.
Something about waking up being home is nice.
But dude, I'm saying like, I regress to when I was like 15. I don't make my bed. I don't like take the trash out. Like I had to take Greta out and I'm like, ugh, mom. Like I turn into a fucking kid. It's so nice.
It is nice being home. Like my mom will like make me breakfast and you're like,
yeah.
What? This is incredible.
Dude, I like woke up. My brother woke up earlier because he's on the right time zone. Woke up earlier. I woke up to coffee just waiting for me.
Oh.
Double espresso.
You're hired.
Oh, hired. Oh, big news. Big news in the Blaustein household.
Uh-oh.
My girlfriend got a huge haircut. And it looks incredible.
What are we talking? Amber Rose? She's bald.
Oh, funny. Funny. Funny.
Bob?
Bob.
Bob!
A fucking Bob.
Bobs be bobbing.
Bitch!
Bobbing and weaving.
Dude, so her hair was like long, like past her butt.
Yeah,
like long, long.
Yeah.
Like Native American long. Like how?
Long.
Long. I'm so glad we're on the same page.
What sparked it?
I don't know. She was been talking to her for like a month. And in my head, I'm like, oh, this might be just like a passing thing, whatever. But she kept bringing up. She's like, December 1, I'm going to do it. And she like showed me like inspo pics. And I'm like, she's like, what do you think? I'm like, this is going to be so hot. She's like, you really think so? I'm like, this is going to be so hot. And
Dude,
and she came back yesterday with the bob.
You have a photo? I have one if you need it.
Funny!
I'm curious. Bobs are in. Bobs. Dude, this reminded me of a funny story that I just remembered.
Oh, crap. Let me see.
I can't believe I didn't think about this. I have so many things that I think about. Then I'm like, I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast. And then I never talk about it.
It looks so good. But she's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, new girlfriend. Like, it literally looks like it's like a different person.
Wait, what do you say to that when she says that? Because you can't say, yeah.
No, I'm just like, oh, it's like, you're you with shorter hair. It's so fucking hot. But it looks so, like, I was always about short hair. I'm going to go shorter. I like the fucking, I'm trying to fuck a dude. I like it when it's cut.
I like a mohawk.
I like a cock, you know?
Yeah. Short hair, big dick. It's like empowering. It's like a woman's empowering. It's like, oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bobs are hot.
Dude, she looks like a hot CEO.
Hey.
Like, hey.
What's that spell?
Cox Entertainment Officer. I don't fucking know.
Cox Entertainment Officer. Yeah, that checks out. My girl also has relatively short hair, and when a woman gets the itch to cut her hair, it's like, it's tunnel vision. There's all they can think about. And she goes, it's touching my neck. It's touching my neck. I don't want it. I go, well, let's get your hair cut tomorrow. Like, no. And then she goes, do you have a razor or any electric razor? And I go, I only have a Manscaped razor.
Put the ad in.
Literally. Fast forward, I hear the razor in the bathroom.
No.
I go, stop. You're going to fuck it up. Like, and she's like, no, I've done this before. And then she gets like, she does the initial like, and she goes, oh, fuck, I went too short. I'm like, yes, you're not a salon. You're a salonist?
But hold on. I'm so confused. Stylist? Doesn't she need scissors?
So many questions. I mean, she's cutting her hair with my literal ball razor. I mean, I sanitized it before, but like, I'm like, this isn't meant like for a head of hair.
Did she like mess up?
Yes.
No.
So she does it. She goes, fuck, I do too short. And she gives me the razor. She goes, just go around the backside. I go, I don't want to do this because I'm going to fuck it up. You're going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm arguing with a ball razor in my hand vibrating. And then I do like half the side. I'm like, this is not good. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I can text people. We can get this tomorrow. And she goes, I just want it off my neck. And she cuts all the way around. It's like lopsided.
Oh,
and she just
no.
put it up for the night and got it fixed the next day. But like to fix it, they had to go even shorter. So her shit was like, it's pretty short right now, but like, it's still bobbish, but it is a bob, but it's just short.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told you this was going to happen, but there's just no like getting in between what a woman wants when it comes to a haircut.
I feel that about hair though. When I'm like, oh, I need a haircut. Oh, bitch, I need a haircut.
Yeah.
Like we're
it's never
doing
like one of those things where like the dentist is like, do you want to schedule this in 6 months or whatever? It's like, you know, every X amount of weeks you want a haircut. There's nothing new. And then, but yeah, you want to pencil you in for next month? You're like, the fuck no. I want to text you at 1 a.m. say, what do you have today?
Yeah. I want beef jerky on my chest as I'm texting you. And they go, it's Sunday. And I go, I don't care.
Sunday at 1 a.m. Hey, got any availability?
Hey, you up? Do you have scissors?
You up? Buzz, buzz. Well, the nice part is for guys is like when it gets too long, you just like throw a hat on.
Yeah. I've said this before, dude. A hat for a guy is makeup for a bitch.
Hey. Put that on a hat.
I can't say that.
You've said worse. But she was like, I just want it off my neck. It's just really hot and it's annoying. It's on my neck. And I'm like, yeah, but like you can get it tomorrow. You can put it up tonight.
Yeah,
tunnel vision. Zzz, ball razor to the hair.
I mean, that's so funny.
And she came back. She was like, it's too short. I'm like, what did you think?
Oh, no. Tears?
Of course.
Oh, no.
But in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's content. She looks like Edna.
Edna?
From insert movie? I don't know.
Incredibles.
Yes.
Goddamn.
Mikey B.
Yes, sir.
Toss me a Lucy. Fire me up, brother.
Sue Weep? Gotcha.
Look at that catch.
It was good.
It's meant to be with Lucy. Oh. Guys, Lucy Breakers, I'm a new endorser of them. But this podcast, they've been endorsing us for many moons. Listen to the ASMR on this baby. There's a breaker in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what that was? That's
what?
Flavor. That's Flavor Town, USA. That's Flavor Town globally. I love Lucy Breakers. Okay. This right here, mint. Dude, after a meal, I honestly feel like my breath stinks, but I throw in a mint. Not only am I relaxed and I feel like that's like my cup of coffee afterwards. I don't say espresso, but I feel like I put this in and I'm like chilling. And I feel like my breath isn't awful.
Yeah.
Chill.
It's a number one incredible thing that I like to indulge in after a show.
Yeah. And after it's 100% pure nicotine.
Oh, yeah.
After a long day of work, driving home.
Editing.
Oh,
you put one in right before you have to do a long edit, man. And it just gives you, first of all, it gives me more focus. It gives me just a nice calm. My entire body feels calm. And I just feel like I can crank out an edit. And it's just, it is. And I say this again, it is one of the best things you can have after a show because you're all freaking on 10 and it just gives you a little bit, just chill, man. Okay. Ask me what my favorite freaking flavor is.
What is your favorite flavor?
Espresso.
Espresso.
I mean, it combines two of my favorite things in my entire life. Lucy and coffee. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's exactly what I'm saying. And my favorite strength, ask me, four.
Four's chill.
It doesn't.
It's not too much.
Right.
But if you want that extra, kind of like that, I wouldn't even say buzz. You want that extra kind of like pep in your step, hit the eights.
Hit the eights, dude. Yeah,
but the four is nice. It's nothing too much. I can still really lock in and respond back to a bunch of emails or get some work done. This is my glass of wine at the end of the night.
Thank you for saying that. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. All right. Go to lucy.co/stiff and use promo code stiff to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that is lucy.co and use code stiff to get 20% off.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Goddamn.
This Sock Talk actually is a good segue for what you guys were talking about. Julia wants to know, what are you guys getting your girls for Christmas or Hanukkah?
Well, I mean, we can't say it.
They listen?
Yeah, sometimes.
Our girlfriends don't listen.
I just got to rethink what she's mentioned to me. Probably some like concert tickets or a group she really likes or something.
My girlfriend's going to Europe for like 2.5 months for like a writer's retreat. And she doesn't want to bring her huge computer. She's like mentioned to me a few times. And so I think I'm going to get her like a MacBook Air.
Nice.
I thought you were going to say
we're going to ship the computer to her.
Could you imagine?
That's a very Michael Blassan answer.
Just with a bow on it. It's yours.
Congrats. Repackaged.
I have to run that by her sister, though, because I feel like sometimes gifts, I'm like, oh, this would be sick to get or to give. And then I run it by her sister, and it's like, it's not a romantic gift.
I think so.
Is it? I guess it's attached to a romantic thought. Yeah. All right.
I'd say so. It definitely is.
Yeah.
And they're not cheap, too.
I'm getting a fucking refurbished one.
Here's a ThinkPad.
So you want to think? You want a fucking Lenovo?
It's got one of those little red nipples in it. Does anybody ever use those as the cursor?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone did.
No, people use those.
Yeah.
Let me just pull it up real quick.
If you're using a ThinkPad, you're not doing anything good.
If it's not gifted to you by the company. Because a lot of companies are like, this is your ThinkPad.
Yeah.
If you're just out at a Best Buy, y'all got any ThinkPads? And then you got to ask 9 employees.
I mean, literally follow them. Because they're blowing up a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy, speaking of gifts and Christmas, dude, I got...
No, it's pronounced GIF.
GIF? Is that peanut butter?
You said GIF.
I get it. Sorry.
Send me a ThinkPad. Is what you're saying? Speaking of gifts,
buddy,
Christmas?
I got a Christmas tree.
Hey.
For the first time in my life outside of my family, I went with my girlfriend. This is a wholesome episode by me. Good. Not the beginning of it. But I got a Christmas tree with my girlfriend. It's the first time I've ever like got something outside. It was so fucking cute, dude. Went to goddamn Target. First of all, not for the Christmas tree.
Target!
Not for the Christmas tree. What am I fucking doing? Jerry Seinfeld? Not for the Christmas tree. Jerry!
You went to Target to get ornaments?
Ornaments, dude. And we got like maybe 4 or 5 ornaments. And they're all like, I got 2 for my, like Michael ornaments. She got 2 for her. And we got 2 for Gigi. And we like wrote like 2025 on all of them. So we know what year we got them. So first time we ever got like ornaments, like it's the first time I ever fucking bought ornaments that weren't like from my family.
The hard part is afterwards. Where the fuck do we put these?
Trash.
thought you were adding the year on it so you could remember for next year.
We are. I'm just joking. But yeah, then we go into the Christmas tree place, man. Holy shit, it was so cute. By the way, the Christmas tree place we went to, and I've never been to anyone that had this, and they were like by like sizes, and the first size was like an apartment size, like a 5 foot, 5'5" tree, so taller than me. But like, like, you know, five, whatever the fuck.
There's different breeds.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
There's different. They got Indica, Sativa, I was gonna say Douglas Ferns. One's like, this one's branchier. This one's got more scent.
Yeah, which one's cheaper? But they got those. And then they had like the normal big ones, you know, the 7 foot ones.
Bro, you go to some of these suburban homes.
Bro, yeah.
They're literally.
You go to some Tahoe homes.
I mean, even Shaq's like, I can't reach the top of this.
Denali homes.
Hey.
But then you go, I went to the end of the fuck. Dude, they had Christmas trees for like Bloomingdale's. Like trees that you could put out front of the fucking White House. They were like literally 30 feet high. I'm not fucking around. Thousands of dollars. Who is getting this one? And there was like 30 of them. Yeah. Like, I wish I had a picture.
How much were they?
I didn't ask, but thousands of dollars.
Dang.
Yes. Dude, the little 5 foot one that we got was, you know, was like, dude.
How much?
Like 200. Ugh. I know. You could get 200 ThinkPads for that.
I was going to say, I don't know how much I thought.
I don't know how we got
for
that.
A tree that's going to die?
Yeah. Furious. But got it, put it in the car, whatever. Took it back to the house. Dude, decorated it, listened to Christmas music. And we bought a ton of decorations for the actual house.
Yeah.
Dude, we got fucking stockings.
Hey.
And we got three stockings.
Hey, I know you got stockings. Boy, you sniffing them bitches.
Hey,
put your feet in these.
Dude, do elves put stockings? Little elves for stockings?
Leave the elves out of this.
Yeah, all right.
But if you put her stocking above your bed, you're like, oh, shit, man.
Oh, damn. Put these on. No, but we got in one for Captain America of the USS I Love You with a goddamn paw print. You want to see pictures?
Yeah.
Dude.
You have a picture of the apartment?
Where the motherfucker.
That's great. I used to do it with my roommates. We'd all
look at
like,
this.
Take edibles and decorated the apartment.
Look how cute that is.
Oh wow. That's
look
beautiful.
At that. I'll send you the picture. You could have everyone beautiful. Check it out.
You know what I love? This is the funniest part about
oh,
this.
Oh god.
And I do the same thing. This is 2025 going 2026. You got a fireplace in the bottom, but the TV has the fireplace on.
My girl had double fireplaces.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is on. Holy shit.
I know. It's on.
Do you
on,
think
on.
The fireplace looks up and is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's my job. First Waymo, now this. Worst sketch idea ever that I might make. Fireplaces in the TV fireplace. Yo. Cupton.
Yeah. Look, Cupton's got a fucking one of
her and
own.
When did you do that?
Last night.
Have you left the house and walked back in with the
not
the
yet.
Scent?
Oh! Not yet. I know. It's going to fuck
that
me.
That Christmas
ass.
Tree scent. Jews, we don't have much scent.
Yeah.
We got
money.
Cents. Dollars.
I get it.
Yeah, that walking in that first time. Fuck.
Yeah.
The worst is like, bro, I remember I had one a couple years ago. I think I had it through March.
Yeah.
Throwing those away. January 3rd, you're like, oh, what the?
I'm not. I'm keeping this till August.
Forever.
For $200, I'm keeping it.
That's crazy expensive.
They have this whole racket at this place because they make you, they didn't make me buy the stand, but the fuck am I going to get a stand from?
Yeah, you got to buy there.
So you buy the stand and then he goes, well, listen, you can bring the stand back next year and you can reuse the stand. I go, I know what's happening here. You're using the stand to get more business next year. And you know what? It's going to work because I got a stand. I'm not going to not use a stand. It was $30.
How much was it if you didn't
go? $30 less.
What do you mean? Like,
they charge me for the tree and the stand.
Oh, but it's not like if you come back next year, the stand will be.
Yeah, you can reuse the same stand.
Dude, that stand is just going to sit in your closet for 11 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It seemed like I used to be important. Now it's July.
Yeah. Yeah, the hard part is I'm gone for like the next 2 weeks, and it's like I want to get one now so I can enjoy it.
Get one,
dude! You get one like 3 days before. Like, the hell's this for?
Oh, right. Before, yeah, you got.
Dude, you'll
yeah.
see people on like Christmas Eve driving with those on their car.
You don't like your kids. You don't like your kids. There's no way.
Yeah, I bet garbage men hate the week after Christmas because there's so much cardboard. I think since everything is Amazon now, like my cardboard, I mean, I need a recycling bin with a BBL or an attachment. Like, my recycling board fills up the first day.
Oh.
So much cardboard.
Like, you mean it like for Christmas, you mean?
Always.
Yeah. I'd be ordering fucking Amazon.
Hey. Trevor, you definitely don't break it down, do you?
Depends.
Okay.
Depends. Sometimes I will, but dude, breaking shit down, it's kind of a hassle.
It's such a hassle.
Manhandling his little robot box, a blade in one hand, sweating. My neighbors are walking by, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Pff, hits me in the face.
I will say, though, a box cutter, it's kind of fun. I pretend I'm a ninja.
Yeah, it's good.
It is.
Why don't I just get a box cutter?
I don't know. You can Amazon it.
Dude. Right, secret sock?
All right, but you can't tell anyone.
Shh.
All right. All right, you can tell people.
All right. The average couple has sex 86 times per year.
That's wrong.
What's that per day?
It's like point 0.3.
Yeah. What is that average per day?
Per week, maybe. Yeah. Probably figure it out.
83. How many weeks are in a year? 52. Oh, that's actually higher than I thought.
So it's like 1.2 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What's 0.2? Coming fast?
How's your marriage going, Jack? That's so much. That's a lot. It's crazy.
And also, what was the beginning of this? Can you read it again?
The average couple.
Couple. But how old's the couple? I mean, people that are still together are like 83.
Well, that's what it is. It's like the older you get, the less you have. But when you're younger in a relationship, you know, y'all are popping off numbers to help in the average later on.
Where are you at per week?
Kind of just depends. We don't live together. Maybe like 2 to 3, maybe.
Yeah, I'm about. Be honest, man. Sometimes I feel like I'm never fucking home, dog. I know. I feel like I'm never home. Then when I'm home, I'm a little sleepy.
Catch up. But sometimes it's like, you know, you're like, holy shit, 3 nights in a row, and then you're like, okay, well, not for 3 weeks. Travel or whatever. What?
You're right.
It's true.
No, I'm glad. Yeah.
It's just sad.
Listen, man, we're all getting, we're all in love here, all right? Which is this the first time it's ever happened on the show that everyone involved in this show are in love?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a love podcast.
This is a love podcast.
Gentlemen's podcast.
Stiff love. Dude, this is great. Isn't love cool?
I want to show that statistic to any married couple. They'd be like, yo, yeah? Where the fuck do you get that from? BuzzFeed.gov? My wife touches my dick on Flag Day and my birthday.
And on January 6th. God damn!
I feel like if I was an old guy and like my wife never gave it to me, and then on my birthday when it be flirtation, I'd be like, oh, all right, where was this energy fucking in February?
You could say that, or you'd be like, this is the only time I'm getting some mouth.
Yeah. There's just so much to do in a day. You're like, yeah, it sounds nice. I'm exhausted.
I'm so tired.
That's why I jerk off into a sink sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Just kidding.
Did we do it?
Yeah, you did it.
Well,
the holidays are among us. Still looking for that Dune popcorn bucket. If anybody has one, please DM me.
Can you?
Used or refurbished.
Can you never get the Dune bucket and always mention it? That would be the funniest
looking
thing.
Looking for that Dune bucket. That's what I want for the holidays is a dune bucket.
I want a dune buggy. Mm. What's that?
VW like Beetle?
One of those sand things?
Dune buggy? Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, Christmas is coming, and so am I. That's it. Stiff Socks Podcast.
8 times a week.
Yep. Stiff Socks Podcast, yet another installation. Is that the right word? Doesn't matter. Guys, I've been Michael Blaustein. That's Trevor Wallace. I got a big old cock. And guess what? No, it's not. Goodbye. I love you.